The state's largest business group filed suit against the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency in December last year, raising the heat in an increasingly contentious fight over mining in northern Minnesota and what's good for wild rice. Now Representative David Dill from District 6A has been appointed to the Omnibus Environment, Energy, and Natural Resources Finance Bill Conference Committee to study House File 1010. One measure included in that bill is a provision that would increase the amount of sulfate allowed in wild rice waters. The current standard is 10 milligrams per liter. The new standard would elevate that to 50 milligrams per liter. Dill said the current standard is not sustained by the fact.
It is a statewide issue because our background water, just in water that you pump out of the ground, as an example, up in Buell, some of the finest water allegedly on Earth, has a background much, much higher than the standard. And so the drinking water standard is 250 milligrams per liter as a maximum. Of course, all of our background water is well below that. But the background water is well above what is in standard current rule for discharging into receiving waters that have wild rice.
High concentrations of sulfates are toxic to wild rice, and the debate about how much is too much has become a flashpoint in the broader environmental conflict over the proposed expansion of mining on the Iron Range.
So it's a big problem for industry. It doesn't have anything to do really with mining specifically. It has to do with paper mills, and it has to do with ethanol plants, and it has to do with mining. It has to do with wastewater treatment systems and anything else that would generate a discharge, particularly that is permitted into waters that have wild rice in them.
Both environmental groups and Minnesota Indian tribes who rely on wild rice for food and cultural traditions say the scientific basis for the rule is sound. It should remain where it is until research proves otherwise. Paula Maccabee is an attorney for Water Legacy, one of the environmental groups that has so far successfully fought to keep the standard where it is.
Well, I think it's really important how significant wild rice is to tribal communities. But there is also a very important way in which wild rice is unique to Minnesota's ecosystem. It is a very important source of food for ducks, so it's important for hunters. It is important to keep the water clean and prevent algae blooms. So if you're an angler or if you enjoy canoeing, wild rice is significant. And the other thing is that Minnesota, in addition to having natural wild rice, has a commercial wild rice industry. And the Pollution Control Agency has emphasized that maintaining the genetic diversity in natural wild rice is important for our commercial wild rice industry as well.
Recent testimony from the White Earth Band of Ojibwe claimed the only reason the 40-year standard is being challenged is to allow for the expansion of mining operations in areas where there are wild rice lakes and beds. The White Earth testimony draws attention to proposals for a polymet mine near Ely. The band claims the site is in an area well within the 1854 Treaty of the Anishinaabe and thus protected as a treaty right for the Ojibwe people.
It's also significant that Minnesotans need to stand up and say, industry doesn't get to choose the rules under which they will be regulated.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.